Test 5, Part 4. You will hear a discussion between Robert Fuller and Fiona Sadler about mobile phones. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Nearly everyone has a mobile phone nowadays, but I think most people have no idea that mobiles are a health threat. People should really be made aware of this.
Nonsense! Mobile phones are perfectly safe.
But they emit radio waves and create magnetic fields.
So, mobile phone radio waves are not powerful enough to cause any damage, and magnetic fields are too small to have any effect on the body.
But people who use mobile phones often complain of fatigue, headaches and loss of concentration.
That may be so, but it has never been proved scientifically that these symptoms have been caused by the use of mobile phones. Such symptoms could be caused by a great many factors.
Well, I've read that mobile phone users are 3 times as likely to develop cancer in areas of the brain adjacent to their phone ear.
Utter rubbish.
And how about the link between childhood cancer and power lines? They emit a similar kind of wave to that of the mobile phone, don't they?
No, Fiona. It's a different kind of radiation with much more energy than that coming from mobile phones.
And how about the worm experiments? The ones that showed that radio waves similar to those of mobile phones altered the gene expression in worms.
Worms are not humans. They're not even mammals, Fiona. What reason do we have to believe that the human brain will behave in the same way as the brain of a worm?
But people are concerned.
That doesn't mean there's a reason to be concerned. In any case, if you are concerned, here is what you can do. Don't use your phone if the reception is weak, because it requires more power to communicate with the base station, and so the radio wave emissions are higher. Also, keep your calls short. Another thing you can do is keep the phone away from your body while it's on standby. Finally, you can buy a more expensive phone with less powerful emissions. Now you'll hear part 4 again.
Nearly everyone has a mobile phone nowadays, but I think most people have no idea that mobiles are a health threat. People should really be made aware of this.
Nonsense! Mobile phones are perfectly safe.
But they emit radio waves and create magnetic fields.
So, mobile phone radio waves are not powerful enough to cause any damage, and magnetic fields are too small to have any effect on the body.
But people who use mobile phones often complain of fatigue, headaches and loss of concentration.
That may be so, but it has never been proved scientifically that these symptoms have been caused by the use of mobile phones. Such symptoms could be caused by a great many factors.
Well, I've read that mobile phone users are 3 times as likely to develop cancer in areas of the brain adjacent to their phone ear.
Utter rubbish.
And how about the link between childhood cancer and power lines? They emit a similar kind of wave to that of the mobile phone, don't they?
No, Fiona. It's a different kind of radiation with much more energy than that coming from mobile phones.
And how about the worm experiments? The ones that showed that radio waves similar to those of mobile phones altered the gene expression in worms.
Worms are not humans. They're not even mammals, Fiona. What reason do we have to believe that the human brain will behave in the same way as the brain of a worm?
But people are concerned.
That doesn't mean there's a reason to be concerned. In any case, if you are concerned, here is what you can do. Don't use your phone if the reception is weak, because it requires more power to communicate with the base station, and so the radio wave emissions are higher. Also, keep your calls short. Another thing you can do is keep the phone away from your body while it's on standby. Finally, you can buy a more expensive phone with less powerful emissions. That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.